The Hideous Creature Show.
We all saw it with our own eyes.
Hey, damn lard ass, Barkley Donaldson. I'm telling you, he jumped us.
Sure did. Yeah.
I mean, gloves off, stick down, no warning. He challenged the Chiefs.
Call us names.
Call us names! But Dave was there.
Dave's a killer!
Yeah!
Dave's a killer!
Dave's a mess.
Yeah. Okay, but Dave's out. Who's gonna take his place?
Is the answer Jesus?
Okay, guys, show us what you got.
Coming to you from Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, February 27th, 2010, and this is the Hideous Creature Show. My name's June.
My name is Jenny.
Bonjour, je suis from Malacca.
I'm Pat.
Finally, the trifecta is complete.
Yay, Patrick's back.
Jenny's back.
Yay.
It's been a while
the
since...
Yeah,
it's been a while since we've all been together. And if you guys hear clapping during the show, I have a clapper on my light. And when we get all loudy, the light turns off. So you'll hear clapping
clap
and stuff.
On.
And then
Clap off.
It's dark in here. We got a bunch of stuff coming up on the show today. We have, we're going to do three, we're going to choose our, what were the happy songs?
Happy songs.
Happy songs, the songs that we find just so happy every time we hear him, it just you can't help but smile. Jenny has got some stories from Montana,
yeah,
which I can't wait to hear. We got an update on the naked guy, and
I am excited for that.
I found a funny little thing on the internet, and it's audio, so I want to play it. And
my mouth hurt from laughing already.
I got it, and we have a what I imagined. We'll elaborate on that, which is stupidly, hilariously funny. But so, Jenny, what's up? Crack of the whip.
Beer.
Beer.
Oh, I'll look good next to my gun rack.
Last week, I went home to Montana with my boyfriend, and we went and hung out for 6 days, almost an entire week, with my fam.
Wow.
And we did some crazy stuff. It actually wasn't, we didn't get snow once. It was like...
It's all on the East Coast right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it was like 38 to 45 degrees every day. So it was colder than here, but wasn't, you know, a real like Montana February by any means.
How's Darnell?
Darnell's great. He's doing awesome. Well, actually, that's one of the first stories. We went to... a hot springs called Quinn Hot Springs. It's actually in Paradise, Montana.
Hey.
Which is right outside of Thompson
Sounds
Falls,
nice.
If anybody knows where that is. And it's just a hot springs basically in the middle of nowhere. Like on the way there, we saw mountain goats like trotting along on the mountains. And there was like elks apparently running across the road. We didn't see them, but I've seen my share of elk
they're too fast.
In the world. Oh, they're quick. Lightning quick. So we went to this hot springs, and we got two cabins there, the Grizzly Cabin. I was dying to stay in the Cougar. I wanted to stay in the Cougar Cabin so bad, but we got Grizzly. So it was me and BT and my sister Sarah and my dad and his wife. And it was like five different pools, like ranging in temperatures. There was a big pool you could swim in that was 80 degrees, another one that was 90, and then three hot tubs that were like 100, 103, and 106.
Isn't it where the actual spring comes out?
Well,
that's the hottest, and then they trickle it down into different tubs.
Yeah, but
and stuff?
It's all like concrete, so you don't actually see
that.
Like they just siphon or whatever the word is from the springs in, and then they regulate the pools off of each other, kind of. So like the hottest one, there was a hot spot that you could sit on, and it didn't smell as sulfury as I thought it would, but you could sit on the hot spot and these bubbles would come up under you, so it was like you were farting all the time.
It had that sulfury.
Yeah,
you
and so you could sit on the hot spot, and then they had one pool that was like 50 degrees, So you could jump, and all the pools were like level with each other. So you could like dolphin, like just kind of wiggle into one pool and then wiggle into another pool. So during the day, we stayed the whole day and the next day too. Like I've never been in water for so long in my whole life. But in the daytime, there were kids like hitting a beach ball around and it was kind of annoying. So we were in there. Then we went to dinner. And
Fish
then
was in town.
After after dinner was when it got good because everybody was wasted.
And lethargic, probably.
Yes. And you're tired as hell and you're hot and everybody, people were getting a little bit comfy with their cleavage and stuff. It was all right. You know, people from Idaho and lots of Spokane people and then like Montana people.
A lot but of crack in those
There
hot
was
springs.
This lady. This lady who was missing her two front teeth. I think she was missing other teeth.
But
the two front teeth were the best. And she's in the pool and her husband comes out and she's like, "Get me a drink." So he goes in the bar and he comes out and he's like, "Hey, Ruthie," which is the best. That her name was Ruth, Toothy Ruthie. He's like, "Hey, Ruthie, they gave you 20% off because you're missing your two front teeth." And she yells, "You wish that I'd pull all my teeth out so that I could give you good blowjob." And I'm sitting right next to Darnell. I'm just like, oh, my God. Really? Is this really
Dad,
happening?
How's it going?
Hallmark
hey,
fucking moment.
Yeah. And so later on, Ruthie, they closed it down at 11 p.m. I mean, it was we were all aware of this when we checked into the rooms.
Right.
That it closed at 11. And so we had an inn because Clara, my dad's wife's son's girlfriend, was a bartender. So we got, actually after they closed the bar, we got to sneak in the back and Ooh. Go hang out in the bar for after hours, pool and things.
Wow.
But they closed it down at 11 and Ruthie got out and she was like, "God damn it. I've spent $130 on a room here. I'm not spending another dime." And BT and I were sitting next to this guy that looked like a combination of like Gallagher, almost said Garfield, Gallagher and like every member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Just this hippie dude alone.
What's a magician's name that you
Yes,
love?
Exactly. What's Doug Henning.
Yeah, Doug Henning.
He looked like Doug Henning. And he was just chilling in the pool like, "It's all an illusion, Doug Henning." He was just chilling and he's like, "Shut up. No one cares." He's just like muttering under his breath. And BT and I are like, "Hell yeah, Gallagher. No one cares." But yeah, Ruthie was a good.
That is a Father's Day card on Father's Day this year. You kind of make a picture of someone no tooth and you write down, "You want all my teeth out so I can give you a better job." And you send it to your father.
I am going to send that to Darnell because he will now get the reference. So, but Montana was good. It was. BT didn't see as much wildlife as he wanted. He wanted to wrestle bison.
Well, that's what I got a text message from him saying that he was wrestling a moose or something.
Yeah, he was. We went one of the bars we went in had like every kind of animal you could think of dead on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had a.
It's like a brothel for necrophilia, the bestiality necrophiliacs.
And the town of Hamilton, where I grew up, is so small. We're in the bar, and there's like us and my friend Elisa and a couple of other people, and the cops just come in. They just come in to see what's going on. And BT was like, "Oh shit, they got word that a brown man's in town. They had to come check it out."
I've been holding back from the brown man comments because when your friend, that's a whole other thing, but.
Brown man.
Brown man. I was waiting for the brown man comment.
Yeah. But yeah, brown man had a good time in Hamilton, Montana.
Well, you know, I heard that brown men have more fun in Montana.
Blondes have more fun. Yeah, brown men.
It's on their license plates.
Yeah.
And there's the other one that you can spend like $80 more, and I think it's gays are dragged from the back of this car.
No, I think what happens is that when you get issued your driver's license, there's a certain moon pattern or something that comes into effect when brown man's in Montana, and it's, you know, brown men have more fun, like kind of the hologram type of thing.
They're like, "Oh yeah,
it moves.
Yeah, he's brown.
Sure. Always brown."
sounds like
a really great movie. Brown men.
It's like
fun.
Also, it's like being an Oregonian in Washington. You don't have to pay the sales tax.
Yeah.
If you're a brown man in Montana,
New
you
Hampshire's
can
like that.
Pretty
it's
much
on.
Do whatever you want.
It's on. Yeah.
Pretty
I
much.
Think that's the rules.
He could have got in that cop car, drove it around if he wanted. But,
he's
you know.
Just borrowed it. Whose he's car like, is what? This? It's yours. Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's yours
thanks.
Now. So I had an update for Naked Guy.
I love it.
So Naked Guy is a guy at my work that loves to get there and shower right in the morning.
Did we give him a name? I forgot what it was, but we did give him
Clarence.
A name.
I know that he likes to sing Neutron Dance.
That's right. And that's what he had. The last time we talked about him, he had a Walkman on, and we were wondering, we were just thinking about what the fuck he had on his Walkman, and it was Neutron Dance is what we decided.
Definitely.
So Naked Guy is a guy at my work, and he takes a shower, and it takes him fucking, it takes him 25 minutes to get dressed, and this is usually a time when I am in the bathroom taking a shit, and
he lingers.
He lingers in there.
It's like a cranberry song.
You have to let it linger. You're naked.
You should have a boombox, and when you're just taking a shit, when he's in there dressing, and you want to cover up the sounds of your shit, hit play and just be like, "You have to
fucking linger."
You're a fat
so
guy.
I go in there, and he's always, and we've talked about it on other episodes, and he's always naked, and I feel uncomfortable about it, and I'm in there shitting. And you'd think, like, as star-crossed lovers, this would be, like, an opportunity for us to maybe consummate our love. But it's very non-copacetic. And so I'm in there, and I'm at my locker, and I'm putting my clothes on. So guess who's naked?
Clarence.
Not me. I got my jeans on. It's just naked from, you know, I take my shirt off to put a different shirt on. So
I thought you were going to say you take your shirt off to poop.
And I change my condom.
He's got to take his shirt off to shit.
And so
sure.
I don't know who's in the shitter, and I don't give a shit. So
it's Bradley.
He opens the door, and I have my shirt off, and he comes out, and I kind of do the turn around like this, and I have my shirt off, and it's him, and we lock eyes.
Oh my god! Was it like the Star Wars music, like the battle music between?
No, it was
me
going.
Were you walking in a circle?
Just me going, motherfucker.
Of course.
Because I am a hypocrite, but this is an uncomfortable little moment for us.
So it was a little bit of a turnabout.
It was like all those movies, like Freaky Friday. They switched places. June is now the naked one.
You're looking at a mirror. What happens if
I'm looking at myself.
You're looking at yourself
future?
In the future.
Oh my god, no! Please no.
I saw you in the future.
I'm not a Dom DeLuise.
Naked Dom DeLuise.
When you say he's fat, he's Dom DeLuise. Porkin?
Yeah, he's Porky.
He's like Porkins.
He's free with himself.
He is very free with his.
So did he immediately like take off his shirt too,
looked.
So you guys could battle?
All right, we're doing a peck off.
Dude, I got my
you guys just ran and like chest bumped.
Be awesome if you could call me and I could show up with calipers next time you walk out of there. And while he's talking it up, I don't know what the fuck he does. I'll come in with calipers and measure like the distance of his testicles and just be like, and I'll yell into the stall like over
hey,
at you.
Hey, June,
it's 34 centimeters.
Son and of a bitch, he's got a bigger neck than me too.
And then you can go check and then come out with a clipboard.
He's got a midi.
Well, do you ever have that issue when you know somebody and you have a sex dream with them? And then you see him the next day.
They don't know.
And they don't, but you kind of feel that they do.
Yeah.
I've never met Bob Saget, so I wouldn't know.
I felt that way with him during that moment.
You're like, you have no idea how much we've talked about you.
We've talked about you being the weird, freaky, naked guy. And I had sparklers going, and I was about to light a Roman candle, make a big whoop-a-doo about it just to show him who's boss. But that didn't happen.
You were in the... what am I thinking? You were in your, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Muscle mode? Yeah, I was doing
push-ups. You were like, in your,
fluffer mode?
No, fuck, I can't think of the word.
Grilled cheese zone?
Yes, grilled cheese zone.
So what else happened in anything fun happen in Montana?
We
missed you, by the way.
We totally
missed
you
very
you.
Much.
What always happens when
especially
I'm in Montana is I realize that I really, really love Portland. I would never live in Missoula again. Mm. It's really dirty.
Ooh.
Because they like...
Like lots of strip clubs?
No, they wish. They gravel the roads for the snow. And
oh,
so
right,
it's just,
right. So
it's
it fucks
just
up
dirty.
All the cars
and it gets everywhere.
It gets all over the cars and everything. I mean, it's pretty, but I don't know. People are just different there.
I used to hate that in Portland when they would gravel the roads for our 1 inch of snow annually.
Yeah.
And then I'd be skating around and those rocks would be everywhere.
Yeah, they just throw you.
And I'd fucking eat shit and I'd be like, pick this shit up, come on.
I know there's probably other Montana stories, but none of them spring to mind right now. But the day that we got back was Saturday, and BT had gotten us tickets, me and Karen and Karen's boyfriend and myself, to the Harlem Globetrotters.
How was that?
I've never seen them before.
It's the Washington Sentinels? Is that what they're
called? No, Washington Generals.
The Washington Generals. Did they win?
And so, yeah, no, they didn't win, surprisingly.
I lost some money that day.
But, yeah.
Oh, shit. We
went in pretty tipsy. Karen and Chip were pretty drunk. Oh. And so we got to our seats and we were surrounded by children. Well, first of all, we walked in and the lady trying to show us our seats, for some reason, BT and my tickets were fucked up. And she was like, you're over in that section and he's over in this section. And BT was just getting pissed. He was just like, bitch, just give me my tickets. I know where I'm sitting. And so we see Karen and Chip. And so we come down to the seats, and I didn't even think about it because I'm such an idiot. I walk in, and I'm like, dude, our tickets are all fucked up. And like six children turned and looked at me. And I was like,
fucked up, fucked up, fucked up.
No, they all looked at me like I just killed the Harlem Globetrotters. Like they hated my guts. And so we all waited a little bit and moved to our own section so that we could heckle. And but, you know, it's all the same shit. Like,
the bucket of confetti.
Bucket of confetti that they pretend is water. Yeah.
That on
One of the funny things that they did is like every,
make us get out.
10 minutes. I don't think so.
I think the door was shut.
They would the coach of the Washington Generals would hypnotize one of the Globetrotters with the machine, which was an umbrella.
Whoa.
An umbrella with black and white, and he would twirl it and they would get hypnotized. And then he had a blowhorn and he was like, Moo, dunk for the Generals. And all the kids would be like, no, Moo, don't do it. It was really cute. But then in order to get the player out of their hypnotized state, they had to do a really awesome play.
What?
And once they did it,
what do you mean? Like audience
like
had to do a play?
No,
or
like
or
a super. They do their running weave, and then somebody would, you know. Hand,
oh, a reach around.
Handles would dunk it, and then they would be unhypnotized.
Ah, fun fact.
So they're like, what do we have to do? And all the kids are like, really awesome play, you know.
Oh, play.
A play, like a...
I was thinking of like Shakespeare.
Oh, like a high school play or an elementary school play?
I thought
that
they were going to go into like a...
Jazz hands. Someone's telling you they're a carrot and why they have nutritional value.
I just saw all of a sudden like a Curly turn into Harry Loman.
I wish Curly was there.
Turns into Willie Loman.
Willie Loman, and like he's like all of a sudden trying to sell people stuff.
The Iceman cometh yet again.
So, we had a big party here at the Brooklyn house for Michelle's going away.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of against. I'm like, oh, God, I just don't want to have a bunch of fucking people in my house.
Well, then it's messy.
Being assholes.
Blah, yeah.
Did you hang up here? Or no. Or were you out?
No, I actually was way more gregarious than I thought I was going to be.
Good
and
word today.
So I was down there and I had a good buzz on and talking to everybody. And I met the Dragon Slayer.
Yes.
Dragon Slayer.
And,
I'm so jealous.
He's a very nice guy.
Hi, Dragon
From what
Slayer.
I remember, I was fucking cock ass wasted.
Do you think
you're like, you need to meet Mingus.
That's right, I did. I go, you should. Probably Mingus.
And he's like,
Mingus
uh-huh.
was nowhere to be found.
Aww.
But I don't remember much about it. I was kind of three sheets to the wind at that time.
Yeah. I'm glad you met the Dragon Slayer, though. That's awesome.
But, hi, Dragon Slayer.
Hello, Dragon Slayer. It was nice to meet you. I wish I was more cognitive than I was.
Lived up to the hype.
I was like, you think you're all that, huh?
You think you can slay a dragon?
You want some of this? You want?
Stay away from Falcor, asshole.
Snarf.
And then I found something. Oh, you know what? Let's do a movie madness.
Let's do
what?
It.
Movie Madness is a game we play here on the Hideous Creature Show where I play snippets from movies and Jenny and Patrick try to guess what they are, and you, the listener, can also play along.
Battle Royale.
So this is a good one. I don't know what year this is, but
it's probably the year of my birth.
It's the year you were born.
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Oh my God, I've got it.
Got it.
Got it. Already?
Tank Girl. I win.
Let's do it one more time.
Godfather.
The Godfather 2. Ha! Oh, wait. Did they fucking do this thing?
They did it again.
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wrong. It's Dances with Wolves.
It's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Don't fuck with that movie of
it's
that
Butch
genius.
Cassidy and the Sparkle
let's do,
Motion.
Let's do one more, and then I got a thing that I found on the internet that's pretty funny, and I want to play.
I like it.
Shut up!
That was not
that's
a good
hard,
clip.
Man. Like, no one will get shut up.
Here we go. Oh, jeez. Okay, wait.
Shut up!
Oh, I get it now.
Chut up.
Chut up.
Oh, chut up.
I'm also marking these down so I don't fucking do them
speed.
Over. So
how to lose a guy in 10 days.
I was listening to the internets the other day, driving down the road, minding my own goddamn business.
I love that you have internet connection in your car.
Well, yeah.
June has a robot car. It's like, hello, Jude, what would you like to surf today?
He actually has to pull the e-brake up to make the little red light go on like Kit. He's like...
It's like YouTube.com today, master.
And when I heard this, I was laughing so hard that I couldn't see and it was raining and I was crying. Because I was like, it just kind of hit me at the right spot, and
you live in a white snake song.
I have this in my car to write notes when I'm driving. This is a fun fact.
You have an etch a sketch.
I don't think
that you
I've
write
ever revealed
on?
This to anybody. That's
right next not... to the hair curler and his fucking mascara applicator.
Right, yeah, right by the microwave.
Dear diary, big pileup today. I'm feeling
disco
lonely.
Ball and my change of clothes for when I get halfway through my journey. I have a dry erase marker, and when I think of something or I see something, I just write it on my windshield.
That's
of course you
good.
Do.
That's not weird. That's a great
it's
idea.
It's only weird because you write it backwards so that when you get out of the car, you can read
then
it.
Then you take
normally.
A photo of it.
And I was too caught in the hilarity to actually make it like legible at all.
Lots
so it looked like shlanka. It looked like a EKG reading. But this is a I kind of want to just say what it is and then play it and then tell you what I was thinking while I was driving
okay.
And why all the hilarity. This is a it's just this and I this is a baby that is laughing and they just slowed it down. They slowed the audio down. I'm gonna play it for a little bit and then we'll get into like what
you
I started
also
thinking.
Try to think of what it reminds you of.
Right. So what I was imagining when this was happening, because you know there was just the audio, is I imagine this like 7'3", 350 pound retarded dude at some party that somebody gave beer to that they shouldn't have, and he was running around chasing people trying to give them hugs and stuff.
You guys, whatever you do, don't give Marcus any beer. He's just here to hang out.
He's got a child's brain.
Don't give him any beers.
Don't give him any beers. So I'm trying to find a place to pull over because I'm crying laughing so hard imagining this. You guys, I'm serious. Who gave Marcus the beers? Run for your life because he's a bone breaker. He doesn't realize his own strength.
He just wants to hug.
Excuse me, sisters, can you step aside? Marcus does not like the habits that you're wearing.
Or tussie.
Wait. I can't reiterate enough, you guys. It's a fucking douchebag move to give Marcus beer.
He likes it, but you shouldn't give it to him.
Dude, hasn't anyone seen Blind Date? That was written about Marcus.
Poor Marcus.
Oh, dude, he's wasting
EFG.
Now.
Keep going, Marcus.
Just floppity footing it around. Every time he goes, it's him chugging another beer.
I think that you should post this video on our website so people can see the baby, because it puts it in a whole different perspective when you actually see the video of the baby,
you
not the video of Marcus.
Marcus, get off of Marcus. Ladies, quit it. I just.
This is what you would
he's
use.
He's just like running, hands out, ready to grab a boobie.
Ready to grab. Having the time of his life, too.
He's just spinning in the yard.
Just ready to fucking have a good time. It's just Marcus. Breaking through drywall.
Marcus, you got some copper wire. Like
Marcus,
you're caught up.
Don't get on the bunk beds.
Someone driving down the street, trying to drive with this scene going in my head. Marcus, cool down, buddy.
You know what the best part is? I know that we're all imagining the same exact Marcus.
Another beer goes down.
Oh my god. I hope Marcus comes to our next party. I'm going to give him so much beer.
Oh, he's coming.
I feel a little bit like Marcus right now.
I do too. I was totally Marcus the other day at the party. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Did you hear the one about the...
Yeah, I really didn't like their first three records, but I really loved their latter stuff when they moved over to Epitaph.
What about if you're like trying to hit on a girl and she's like just super hot, big knockers and just...
She's
super
beautiful.
Hot and just smart too, really smart. And you tell her some little, you know, some little joke, and then all of a sudden,
Junior's so funny.
Anyway,
penicillin.
So yeah, that was the Marcus experience that I had.
I love it.
Surprised you're still alive. You didn't fucking.
And June and I actually found the when we were watching it on YouTube, there was the video of the real baby. So we clicked on that to get a perspective. And
it's just
cute.
Like,
yeah, it's just a cute little baby girl giggling. It's no Marcus.
Dad, are you drunk?
No, the dad's a nitrous addict.
How many beers did you have, Dad? Okay, one more beer. So, did you go to work today? So what was the
Dad,
first
where's
thing?
Mom at? Dad, why is the car in the fucking front hedge?
That leads us into our PSA today. Please give generously to Marcus's children. Every dime helps.
Okay. it slays me. It's funny. Marcus. All right, so let's do one more movie madness, and then we're going to head out to do a fake break. And when we come back, we have some songs that we chose that are the songs that make us happy. And also, hey, if you guys want, send in a song that makes you happy, and we'll either play it online or we'll play you talking about what song it is at our Hideous Creature Hotline, 503-928-7751.
Hideous Creature Show.
And
beer and pussy. That's all I need.
So we gotta find ourselves a Smurfette. Smurfette.
Mm-hmm.
Not some, like, tight-ass middle-sex chick, you know? Like this cute little blonde that'll get down and dirty with the guys. Like Smurfette does.
Smurfette doesn't fuck.
That's bullshit. Smurfette fucks all the other Smurfs. Why do you think Papa Smurf made her? It's because all the other Smurfs were getting too horny.
No, not Vanity. I heard he was a homosexual.
Okay, well, you know what? Then she fucks them while Vanity watches, okay?
Well, what about Papa Smurf? I mean, he must get into the action.
Yeah, what he does, he films the gangbang. Later on, he beats off to the tape.
First of all, Papa Smurf didn't create Smurfette. Gargamel did. She was sent in as Gargamel's evil spy with the intention of destroying the Smurf village, but the overwhelming goodness of the Smurf way of life transformed her. And as for the whole gangbang scenario, it just couldn't happen. Smurfs are asexual. They don't even have reproductive organs under those little white pants.
Yeah, they do. They're called tails. They're just
so
illogical,
their asses. You know, about being a Smurf. You know, what's the point of living if you don't have a dick?
I was wrong before. It's obviously the man from Snowy River.
So anyway, this is the Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on the internet. Just Google Hideous Creature Show. And you can find us on the iTunes Store. You can find us on our website at www. You can find us on the Podcast Alley. You can find us on Zune.
Which is Z-U-N-E.
Yeah, and I spelled it Z-O-O-N.
Z-O-O-N.
I thought it was Z-O-O-N, too.
Oh, I went back and changed it, so we're all good.
Zune rhymes with Dune.
We're going to take a fake break. When we come back, we are going to get into our the three songs that we just make us happy.
Bubbly.
And until then, we will see you, and then we're going to drink some beers.
The Hideous Creature Show.
Pal, yes, sir. Shake hands with the Pabst Blue Ribbon Handy 6. Just insert your fingers in that patented, easy-to-grip handle, then you're headed for pleasure with six taste-filled cans of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere. So when your dealer says, what'll you have? Well, just tell him you want six cans of Pabst Blue Ribbon in the Handy 6.
We are back from Fake Break. This is the Hideous Creature Show. It was a very accommodating, nice little fake break.
That was a very long fake break.
Little cigarette smoking, a little bit of phone calling, a little bit of all kinds of good stuff. So we are going to move into the next little segment of the show, which is we talked about on the last show that we did, which was our mixtape show. And that consists of us, our happy songs. The songs that you listen to and just makes you happy. And we would like to invite anybody that's listening to send us whatever your happy song is. Or you can call in to 503-928-7751 and to leave us a message, and we'll put it on, or we'll put you on, or whatever the fuck we do.
Guava juice you.
And Patrick, you want to go first?
I'll go first, yeah. I love this song, man. It's a South African song.
So is this like there's no story behind it, right? You just like it?
I heard it and I went, a friend of mine, his name was Dave, played it and listened to this. And I just went, okay.
This is Louis Armstrong.
God, this, just the beginning of this makes me think of another happy song that I should have chosen.
Send the notes.
Send it, baby. Kind of ragtimey. I like it.
And it has some chase. It's kind of, I don't know how long it is. It's kind of long. Or it's long for, but anyway.
It just says Tuesday. So hopefully we'll finish it by Tuesday.
This is a good song for people to drive to.
I love those old recordings too.
Ribbon mics, baby. Ribbon mics.
I love it.
It changes. And then... See, isn't this when you want to be wobbly and kind of drunk on a cruise ship?
Yes.
Kind of like, and everyone's smiling and there's lots of pointing going on.
And you're playing the shuffleboard. I've always wanted to play the shuffleboard of the deck. Like,
and
is that
like,
is someone, that called something different than shuffleboard?
No, it's shuffleboard. And then when you shuffleboard it, like the guy who's shuffleboarding his cocktail with a lime drops and the lime hits the fucking wooden deck and then everyone points at it and puts it in, starts pointing and laughing, and he just looks up at them all and starts howling.
And he has his shirt open with a scarf and he's like, God. Oh, the lime fell.
Perfect amount of chest hair.
Yeah, everybody has drinks made out of coconuts.
And they're delicious. And they
and
taste
like fruit just
they taste like summertime.
It.
And everything is backlit with that sun-kissed light with the clouds that are like big and white and puffy, and everyone's like, oh, it is so good that we are all our family and lovers. And then everyone goes, what? And then going, I'm joking. And then everyone goes, ha, 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 ha.
Let's have a key party.
And whenever you look at the pool, there's some Greek guy doing a perfect swan dive in there.
10, and there's people like in the background going, 10, 10, 10, 10. And that one fucking dude from Belarus who puts up a 9.5. What an asshole.
What a douche.
Cocksucker. And Dudley Moore's in there somewhere. I don't know what he's doing.
And he's like, oh, you want to take a ride?
He's playing Arthur.
I'm caught between the moon and
New York City.
Christopher
Cross shows up with a ukulele. But we make Christopher Cross jingle his hips.
You just reminded me of another song that I could have picked.
That's my job. Practical short-term solutions.
I have so many happy songs. It was really hard to
choose. Louis needs to speak to you in a minute. He needs to speak to you.
Oh, does he sing eventually? Or does a monologue?
Part two. Oh, just wait for the rapture.
I love it.
Modulation. Skokie, 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 and okie dokie, anybody can. Oh, for we're in Africa. Happy, happy Africa. This ain't a bingo, bingo, bingo.
Oh, the banjo, you don't
oh my God,
lot.
Patrick, I hate my song now. Whoa. This song is the best song I've ever heard in my life.
This is hard for me not to...
Patrick's doing the Beetlejuice
the mambo
dance.
Okay, that is the song that I want to pick now. Is the Beetlejuice dance song?
Is it Deo or is it?
Well, I like Deo, and I also like
the better one.
The yes.
You want hanging up over the staircase. You want Winona Ryder suspended.
I also like the one, I don't know what it's called. I think it's called Boo Boo Day or Shut Your Mouth by Harry Belafonte. It's good shit.
Anything Harry Belafonte.
Seriously, so good. Shut your mouth, go away, mama look out, Boo Boo Day. That's the Harry Belafonte song that I love.
By the way,
this song is so good.
Going back to another show, because I didn't really think about it. The New Year's Eve ball is about to drop. This one is like 1.5. Like, this is actually what I want to hear when the ball drops.
This drink, Patrick, tastes like Hawaii.
It tastes like this song, probably. I just rammed my microphone into my mouth. It's so good.
This is when the boat has like been driving across the water, but then it hits a rainbow ramp, and now it's soaring off into the clouds. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
I love it.
I do too. I don't think I've ever heard this song.
This is a song I've forgotten about for a while. This song, I think, is at the end, not this version, but another version is at the end of Slackers.
Oh.
all shot in Super 8, the last scene.
Oh, good choice.
Nice job. Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, guys. We're going to turn the light off.
We are clapping with the clapper.
No right. Penicillin.
So, Jenny, you got yours over here?
Yes. It was really hard for me to choose. I picked a couple songs, but the song that I picked is one I've just been getting into a lot lately. That's why I picked it. It's the Dazz Band. If anybody knows what the Dazz Band is.
See, I thought this was from Breakin' at first.
No, it could be practically.
I think it's on the Breakin' soundtrack.
And when June actually says breaking, something's wrong because you have a hard time not saying.
No, because I'm constantly broke.
No, I thought like you have a hard time saying too.
Oh, without the electric boogaloo. Yeah, I did that. This is a jam though.
It is a jam. It's jam, good stuff. Jenny. It always makes me
happy. I think these are all going to be like New Year's Eve. Next New Year's Eve, 2010/11.
Yeah, if this song, seriously, if this song came on when the ball dropped, I would go cuckoo.
Boom, boom, boom.
And I think the Dazz Band was a one-hit wonder because I've never heard anything else they did. Yeah.
Damn right. I think this is the only reason you'd go back in a time machine to visit the 80s.
And I think there's like 500 members in the Dazz Band too, which I love.
Yeah, there's a whole group
like
of people.
There's like
dudes
that don't even need to be there.
Not to mention the freaks.
Just whip it, baby. Just whip it right. Whip it, baby. I'll whip it all night.
Good.
Oh. That's my note for you. That's like a producer's note. Just let you know. Work on that. You don't really need to.
This song is also... Oh, I turned the light off. This song is also one of those that is really long. But this part's the best.
Break it down.
The part, I think it's coming up now. No.
This is a song that makes me think, or my sensories are being overloaded. Everything smells like Velcro and velvet.
I just was thinking that how many people lost their virginity to this.
Oh my God, I wish I did.
I had never heard Marvin Gaye, but
this is what you got.
Get it smooth.
Pretty good.
Oh, cherry wine.
When BT and I were in Hamilton, we listened to this song. We listened to this song driving from Missoula to Hamilton, and he was like, "I fucking need to learn this for karaoke. I would die
on the cocaine.
I would die if he sang this karaoke."
He's got some shades on too in the video, and he's got a.
This is the best
he's got a
right
58.
Here.
I like that. I can.
That's the best part. Just the woohoo!
Songless makes me want everything in this room to have tassels that are rainbow colored or fluorescent colored.
Including my breasts.
Them.
I would like to eventually be a.
I wasn't going
to
go there, but yeah, you're right.
A lyrical smith like the Dazz Band.
This song makes me wish that I had golden spandex on right now.
I wish I had golden pasties.
Oh! What are you two doing to me?
Whipping ya?
Oh! Got me in a tizzy.
Got your bone ready for takeoff?
It's on Dazz mode right now.
This is on the Breakin' soundtrack, I'll bet you.
It could very well
put
be.
Put some money. Do you say yes or do you say no?
I say no because...
I say yes. $5.
Get ready.
$20.
Woohoo!
Oh, you're going to win. $20 it is?
All right, $20 it is.
No.
No, because I said that it was.
I say no.
I say it is.
Because
so we'll all go in $20.
See how I manipulated that situation?
The reason that I know it's not is because BT went as Ozone for Halloween.
I'm going to say
we
if
listened
it's
to the Breakin' soundtrack and also watched the movie before he dressed
I'm
up.
I'm going to say this. If it's not on Breakin', it is definitely on Breakin' 2, which does count on being on the Breakin' soundtrack.
Okay. Well, maybe I won't bet then.
Okay.
Well,
I'll take it. Fine, it's
soundtrack.
Not. It's not on Breakin' 1 or Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, or Breakin' 3, Back to the Streets.
All right, Super Sleuth. We'll figure it out.
It's definitely not on Back to the Streets.
So every time that I feel, actually, it always like comes into a weird circumstance, this my choice, is that I'll be doing something weird, like, not weird, but I'll be
probably weird.
Driving down the street and it comes on and I'm alone and I just sing it.
And you know all the words.
I actually don't know all the words.
Oh, well, you want, you wish.
But I think this was what, you know, like I'm channeling the gay in me.
This is the song that if somebody's who behind you or next to you, why are he's, what is he listening to that's bopping his hand that much?
And I'm like shaking. Yeah. I'm like, woo! Got my bow.
Oh, I'm so glad you have the beginning too.
Oh, fuck
Dad.
It's so good though. It's such a great song.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
Get it, Travolta.
Just, okay, listen to
he
him.
Had it.
Wait till Olivia comes in. When Olivia comes in, listen to the fucking quality of
it's
her
electrified.
Shit. She's all kinds of rad when she sings. Here comes. Put the cigarette down, stomp it out.
You better shape up.
Oh, shit. You just,
what?
Yeah, you just threw it up a notch there, Olivia. You just turned it way up.
Boom, boom. Reply, John.
My favorite part is at the beginning when he takes off his Letterman jacket and then he puts on the leather.
Oh, that was like the mirror thing you're talking about with the dude, the naked guy. Like, he tried to turn preppy, but she turned bad.
True.
And he's totally like horn dogging on her.
God. There's the bulge.
Oh, I love, they're all in the fun house.
Well, they just walked through a tunnel. That. And she's like boner church. This
I like
so hot.
I like
leather pants with a zipper up
this
the back.
Is, can I just make a brief thing? This is what separates out men, not good or bad. Do you like?
I better shape up.
Do you like cheerleader Sandy or do you like slut Sandy?
Everybody
we want to hear
slut.
From you.
I like slut.
You
Sandy.
You like cheerleader?
I do not like slut cheerleader. I did not like slut cheerleader when I was 6 years.
Did
old.
You think like she's faking out? Like she's just.
She's selling
part,
out,
or she's a liar.
I just
thing?
Didn't like the fact that her spandex reflected like 90% of the sunlight.
That's the best part.
You know what?
When we used to play Grease,
I was gonna make a boner reference to like
no, because at 6 years old, that's what it was. But it's like I guess seeing
so
like the evolution.
We used to play Grease when I was a kid, and me and my cousin Christy, and the whole like part. Well, we totally played Grease. We did. And the whole part, like, I would be Danny and she would be Sandy, because I wish I was John Travolta to this day. And we bought these special plastic high heels at Kmart so that she could throw a pretend cigarette on the ground and stomp it out. That was, like, her whole routine, like, stomp it out. And then we would chase each other around my parents' bedroom. Cause, and we would, like, play the record and we would try to act it out and pretend like we were going through the tunnel and stuff.
Well, also,
you're the one that I want.
See, that's
so good.
I think one of the favorite parts of the song is that line. You are the one I want, and the way that the way they wrote it into the song is great.
And at the end, like, they fly. At the end of the song, they fly into the sky in their magical car, right?
That's about, yeah, it's time that you and I fly.
Well, I want to hear that. All those three songs were New Year's Eve songs, but that's when you want pure happiness. Like New Year's Eve equals pure happiness.
I agree.
I don't know. I liked all those. Hey, if anybody wants to call us on the hotline at 503-928-7751 and tell us what your happy song is, do it. And we'll either play you telling us what you want. Tell us what you want. And we'll put it on there. Or maybe we'll do like a whole listener
or
collaboration
ideas for Father's Day's
collage.
Because I like the Father's Day's card with Arnell. Like, who?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's another little thing. I'd like to do a Mother's Day show. Which I talked
about. Oh, you did? Oh, and that.
What is that in?
Oh,
involved?
No, we can't talk about it anymore.
We'll,
that's,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll talk about it a little later.
Okay.
But another bit that I was thinking about is the weekly douchebag.
Yeah.
Because we always do the news. But
yeah.
I was thinking that like we could all like. Look around the news or stories of friends
or the
or
world.
Something that happens with you or the world or whatever it is. And Kim Jong-il can only play a part once.
Fair.
Because
fair,
it can't be
fair
every week.
I think he's the biggest douchebag in the world. But I love him. And so we come up with the weekly douchebag. Kind of a, not, I mean, a little, like, who can one up the other one on, like, what the
score I like
is.
It because we'll be, because I want to win. I want to get the biggest douche.
I want to win, too. And maybe we'll, like, have a prize or whatever.
Why don't we have the audience decide who wins?
We could do that, too.
Because I'm just
or
make
the audience
up.
Can throw in, you know, their 2 cents on something.
Oh, yeah.
Send us a link.
Well, we can't talk to those nether.
But anyway, so let's do a, I got one. Jenny had one.
I do not have a douchebag.
Mine is on that piece of paper that got handed over to you. It might be underneath your, yes, no.
I think I got one.
What did I do with it? Oh, there it is. Okay. So you want to start this?
Well, sure. And mine was actually accidental just because I only found one news story this week, and it happens to fit into the douchebag. I think that you'll like this one.
The weekly douchebag.
You guys are nerds. Okay.
I'm not.
What?
I'm not even going to read the headline. I'm just going to read. This is from Wales. A man who dressed up as Darth Vader wearing a garbage bag for a cape assaulted the founders of a group calling itself the Jedi Church.
That's actually real.
This is real.
And it's
Arwell
right.
Wynn Hughes, 27, attacked Jedi Church founder Barney Jones, a.k.a. Master Jonba Hee-Hole.
No, it's actually pronounced Master Joha Hee-Ho. That's how Lucas would pronounce it. Lucas, Jenny!
Joha Hee-Hole.
That was much better.
With a metal crutch hitting him on the head. He also whacked Jones' 18-year-old cousin, Michael Jones, known as Master Mormy Hee-Ho. His 18-year-old cousin was known as Mormy Hee-Ho.
Marmon, as Lucas would pronounce it. Come on, Jenny.
So
this guy, they were just having like their Jedi church meeting, and this guy came in dressed as Darth Vader with a garbage bag cape and hit him with a metal crutch.
So
that's pretty douchey.
But I mean, how?
I wonder if he was like.
I'm just curious, like what Thanksgiving sounds like at the table. Hey, hee-hole, can I get the taters? Or
hey, mama hee-hole.
I'm a.
Okay, so you're throwing into the mix the Vader guy going into the church. Do you think they have like some sort of like place at like their fake temple, their fake Jedi temple that they all go to, or is it like the library? Or
I don't know. The headline says Darth Vader in
the
quotes,
Boys and Girls Club
spared jail in Jedi church attacks. The intact evolve a church founded on the Jedi faith of Star Wars films. So it doesn't say where. But it was probably in one of their mother's basements is what I would gather. And that guy just slipped in. He was like, I'm part of the club. And the mom was like, go on down, sweetie. There's lemon cake down there.
In between the Jar Jar debates.
Knights of Columbus. Oh, that's what it was in.
So it's not a strong entry, but it's my first entry.
No,
so I'm going to put it on the
good.
Table.
And we can also we'll ramp it up because we're going to have a whole week next week to kind of try and find it.
Douchiness.
Okay. My mom, or my mom.
My mom.
My
is.
The one that I found was Memphis, Tennessee police said the mother of an elementary school student drank a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor before brandishing a sword in her child's school.
Okay.
The woman, 32, apparently intended to confront the parents of another child who had been in a spitting match with her child the previous day.
Don't spit on my girl.
So
I think they were going for
I'm
distance.
Walking into a school.
I'm a romantic.
Like, I kind of had that John Cleese thing of him being Sir Lancelot when he in Holy Grail when he comes in to start stabbing everybody.
She stab anybody until she gets to that kid. Its parents.
According to court records, an employee of Riverview Elementary School in Memphis reported a drunk woman armed with a sword was running through the halls of the school and had threatened to cut her.
I'll cut you! I will cut you!
Well, I mean, the motherly instinct comes in. She might be one of the Jedi Church people, too.
Probably. She thought that Vader with a garbage bag coming at her.
Could have happened. Officers who arrived on the scene retrieved a black cane that concealed the blade.
Yes.
So she might have, like, kind of
She probably hobbled
like Yoda.
In. She hobbled in.
Like Yoda in whatever episode two or whatever, and he's all like,
I'll cut you, I will.
Looks elderly and shit, and all of a sudden, just goes buck wild.
Yeah, she's doing flips, stabbing kids.
Putting the Zorro shit on her. The woman was charged with aggravated assault and having a weapon at a school on school property.
How embarrassing. You're like, Mom, don't come in here with a sword. I told you. We were just spitting.
Nancy, you need to learn something about your life.
He was spitting on you, and I don't appreciate it.
So maybe, I mean, it's a multi-purpose instrument already, right?
Right.
So she might have like had like some sort of skewers the night before on it, cooked up some grub.
She probably doesn't have a coat rack. She stabs it in the coat. It hangs
Shish
on the wall.
Shish kebab is good.
She's text messaging with the end of the sword.
From a long way away. She right. can change the channel. She doesn't have a remote control.
Billy, hold the fucking phone straight. Mommy can't text. Daddy's in jail. He only gets one call.
This is
Mom,
a woman.
Please don't bring your sword to school.
I don't understand those people at Ginsu. Fuck them.
But,
she's slicing through cans and then tomatoes to make
and
sure
like
it's
through
sharp.
through the like fucking butcher's block and like the fucking graphite fucking counter that's in her shitty ass fucking trailer.
Fuck that drunk mom slices through reality. Her ass doesn't know what day it is. She's been drinking 40s of malt. Fuck.
Where's that kid that spit on Billy? Where is he? Yeah, right.
You tell your mom her face looks like soap bubbles, bitch.
You need to put that sword away.
You need to put your sword away.
Your sword.
So I don't know if we're not going to make a ruling on what douchebag won, but because we're kind of pressed for time to find these stories.
You know what? I'm leaning towards the judge right now.
Okay,
I'm
Patrick,
the judge
since,
right now.
Since you didn't have a story, would you choose the
Darth Vader garbage pail kid or mother with sword?
Biggest douchebag?
Yeah.
And I have I have 514 compartmentalized versions of douchebag.
You're a micromanager. That's what I like about you. Take one condom off and let's do this.
So on my resume, I'm going to have to go for Samurai Sally.
Samurai Sally. I agree.
Yay!
But that's just because I love the dude who fucking dresses up like Darth Vader and insults someone with the crutch.
I know,
crutch.
You were probably right behind him.
No,
like,
I was
a stormtrooper. You're like, hell yeah.
No, I would have been dressed up as like Qui-Gon Jinn, but I would have been looking at the guy who was beaten and going, dude, what the fuck did you do to deserve this?
Why did you beat him with that crutch?
You know what you should do is fuck the crutch and bring one of those cane swords.
Also bring Samurai Sally with you to do your dirty work.
Or you could,
you're
like,
Darth Vader. You can just stand there and like manipulate Samurai Mother.
You could
into
make
doing
some,
what you need.
Some holocron cookies to like throw the whole thing off. And when those fuckers are like
you're
looking
like, look,
for the
I
wise,
brought a treat.
The wise words of ex Jedi from past generations, whack.
Yep.
Eat shit, motherfucker.
Where's that kid that spit on my kid? He told me be here at this Jedi party.
You don't even have a kid.
Isn't he here?
You graduated from this school like 14 years ago.
Somebody spit on me.
Your diploma is old and rusty.
Anyway.
Penicillin.
That's a word of the day.
No, that's just what happens when the clap goes off.
Is that your...
Or the clapper, I'm sorry.
Is that your safe word? Mine's cinnamon.
No, your safe word is the better one.
The better one.
All right, so let's close out some movie madness and then call it a show. All right, here we go.
I think I got it. I'm. You told me I was wrong during Fake Break, but I think I got it now.
I think you got it.
I think I'm going to get it.
Why are you wearing that stupid bunny suit?
Are the hairs standing up on your arm again, too?
I'm totally wrong. I'm sorry. It's
this movie creeps me out, but I love it. It's great.
This movie moves me. It's The Outsiders.
Is this
The Great Outdoors with John Candy?
You're right. This is Dom
DeLuise.
Are
you serious? Really? Oh, shit, it is.
Sidney Poitier playing Dom DeLuise as
Cannonball Run 2.
As
Electric Boogaloo.
All right, so we got another one on this fucker.
Fuck, I'm batting.
I can see right now.
Zero.
These guys can't open up. I got it.
Is that Peter North?
If the sky were to suddenly open up, there would be no law. There would be no rule.
I love Nicole Kidman.
It would only be you and your memories. The choices you've made and the people you've touched. If this world were to end, there would only be you and him and no one else.
And that's where I come.
I like listening to it without any visual. It's actually even kind of creepier.
All right. Well, so we got
it's Nicole Kidman's first film, and it's her best. It's BMX Bandits. I love that movie. Now I got it.
It's a good documentary.
I can do anything I want. And so can you.
Oh, God, it creeps
me out. I'm going to scare me scared to drive home.
Totally creeps me out. All right, I got one more for
Children of the Corn.
And then,
fuck right. You, Malachi. Oh my God!
Wake up, Donnie.
The first scene in *Children of the Corn* where they try to put the hand in the food processor,
and then they try to slice the dude's face with a meat slicer.
Mm-hmm. Scares me every time.
Wake up, Donnie.
Okay, what is it?
It's Magnolia.
Well, I've known what it was since the first clip.
Yeah. Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko. Patrick Swayze. What I was telling June on our fake break. Donnie Darko is Patrick Swayze's Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
No, Donnie Darko is that's the thing. You look at him and you go, Patrick Swayze, thank you for that. If you met him, you're like, thank you.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, John Travolta was good. John Travolta's done a good movie now instead of Twist of Fate and
What's wrong with Look Who's Talking?
Nothing, Patrick.
It was a good documentary. It taught me good, how to like, raise a baby.
Came out of the woodwork and did a cult film. Same with Swayze. Good stuff.
Good stuff. So we're at the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can find us on the internets. You can find us on the iTunes Store. And if you want, you go on there and give us a rating. Give some stars. Put a little plug in there. Be nice. We are on Podcast Alley. We're on Zoom. Google's the best way to do it.
We're on Facebook.
And actually, the best way to do it is 503-928-7751. That's 503-928-7751.
Leave us some messages. And
yeah, we got an idea for another show that we're going to do, which we're going to put it together, which is something that you did that was bad, that you got away with. Call us on the show.
Can I ask a question? No one knows that you got away with it except for you.
Yeah, you're kind of. Okay. Yeah, it's just something like a guilty thing that you got. I mean, it doesn't have to be bad. Bad could be you
like you killed a drifter.
You farted and your brother got in trouble for it.
Or you farted and the bride fucking vomited into her fucking bouillabaisse. I've done that. That's mine. I'm done.
I'm done. I'm Patrick. I'm out.
Yeah. Good night, Patrick. So we're going to do another show in another week, and it's awesome to have everybody here together.
I know.
Oh,
yay.
Thank you, both of you. Good. Thank
yay
you.
Yay
yeah,
for the three.
It's fun.
Very good. And what was our new friend that we made on the show?
Who?
What's it?
Marcus,
we wanted to do a thing on the show as well as find a Marcus and send us a picture of Marcus.
What do you think Marcus looks like when you hear that wonderful laughter?
What I always think is, again, I'll reiterate, that he's a 7'8", 275-pound, half-retarded dude that drinks Scope and, like, found Scope. That he shouldn't be drinking, and he's wearing a onesie.
He's wearing footy pajamas.
He's wearing footy pajamas.
Are there stains on those?
And there's pee.
He likes to hug. So you're like, hey, Marcus, you should
And he'll break your fucking back when he hugs you.
So send us a picture of a Marcus if you got one. It could be
you.
It could be your uncle.
It could be you.
It could be me.
Also, of Marcus, I think it's when you're that guy at a party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like when you get way too drunk, you're Marcus.
You're totally Marcus.
I really think I'd like to wear your mother. That's the closest I've got.
Also, if you want to send us one of your songs that is your happy song,
yeah,
do that too, and we'll play it, or we'll play you talking about it on our hotline, 503-928-7751. We will see you again next week. This is the Hideous Creature Show. I'm June.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Pat.
Have a wonderful
And I'm Marcus.
Wonderful.
I'm a sleepwalking cheetah with a hat full of napalm. I'm a runaway son of the nuclear A-bomb. I am the world's forgotten boy, the one who searches and destroys. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. Soul radiation in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Wanna gotta strike me blind. Searching to destroy. And honey, I'm the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching only to destroy. Technology ain't got time to make no apology. So radiation in the dead of night, love in the middle of a firefight. Money gotta strike me blind. Somebody gotta save my soul. Baby, penetrate my mind. Searching to destroy. And here I am, the world's forgotten boy, the one who's searching to destroy. Forgotten boy, forgotten boy, forgotten boy.
The Hideous Creature Show. Mm-hmm.